Today, could someone tell me what today actually is? Just off the top of your head. Day after Christmas, yeah. And also, the last Sunday in 2021. The year has gone by. It has gone by rather quickly, in my observation. Now, for some of your young people, probably didn't go fast enough, I'm sure. But as we get older, I have no idea when that changed for me, that time sped up. Guessing it was somewhere in my 20s, I don't know. Where it seemed like when I was young, I just thought I would never get old. It just, time was going so slow. But before I knew, things were just whoa. I was getting older, and now I feel very old. Time is just moving right on. But anyhow, I'm not sure if time sped up or if I slowed down or if it's just my imagination. I'm not sure which. But another year is almost gone. And today I'd like to title the message, Another Year of Grace. Another Year of Grace. And also, through the message sometime, I'd like to open it up for some input from you on some blessings that you have received in 2021. Now, I know there's a couples that Brandon and Julie and Lois and Lavelle, I'm sure they feel like 2021 was the year because of getting married, and which that's good. That's a great blessing. But there's also others of us that have, I'm sure we've had some blessings. And so I'd like to open it up, and I've asked Sheldon if he would actually have a mic so that those online can hear also what's being said. So think about that as we go through this. And the scripture that I chose to use today is actually in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. So another year has gone, is almost gone. And we are on the brink of another year. So what kind of year has 2021 been for you? If you would put it on a scale, 1 to 10 scale, what would you put it on? What number would you give 2021? Maybe you would give it an 8 or a 9 out of 10. In other words, it was a really good year. You really feel good about it. It was a good year because you had good success in business, or you had a good year at work or at school or family relationships, or maybe even new friendships. Was 2021 a year that included a lot of exciting things, new challenges or tasks completed, or a great holiday? Or maybe you would rate the past year 8 out of 10 compared to the previous year, which was a horrible year. And I think some of us thinking on 2021, I had heard so many remarks about that 2020 would just block that out. That just didn't happen. Well, I don't know if 2021 was just a whole lot better if you want to do that. So you've got a big blank space in your life if you want to block out something. But that is only dwelling on the negatives of life. And we as believers need to be thinking on the positive things of life. The negatives will drag us down. But the positive things, all is good if God is in it. And God has blessed us, all of us, in spite of some of the things that we might feel have been horrible. Or maybe you would give 2021 a 5, maybe just a 5. It was just another year, pretty much the same as another year, any other year. Nothing very exciting happened. In fact, it was kind of dull and dreary, really. It was just sort of like, get up, go to work, come home, go to bed, next day, do it again, next day again, just the same thing over and over. There was nothing really impressive about 2021. Or maybe 2021 only deserves a 2. That's because it was a really dreadful year. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. The year included tragedy, sickness, loss of friends, maybe some marriage problems. The children were just impossible, or even a death in your family. How would you rate this year? Think back also and check what kind of person you have been in 2021. Are there some regrets? If you were able to have some part of the year over again, how would you have behaved differently? Would you have shown more understanding, cared more, been more patient, maybe less critical, or been more supportive and helpful? For myself, as I reflect over last year, there is some things that I would like to, if I had the chance, I would like to redo them. But that's not possible. But we do have another year coming up, Lord willing, that we don't have to live the same life we did. We can change things. We can improve. How about your relationship with God? Did that flourish and grow during 2021? Or are you pretty much still at the same place you were the previous year? Or perhaps even went backwards in your spiritual life? Because you prayed less or heard less from God through His Word and worshiped less. For all of us to think about that. Maybe God didn't have a big part to play in your life during this past year. Somehow He just slipped into the background. You could well ask the question, how much did my life reflect the fact that I am God's child? Did I speak as a child of God? Did I act with the love of God in my heart? Did I interact with others with the same love and forgiveness that Jesus has shown toward me? What has been our experience? As we stand at this threshold of another year, Jesus tells us a parable. It's brief, but the point, I believe, is pretty clear. And here in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, Jesus is talking here in a parable. And he says, "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also till I dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." So in my own words, maybe, Jesus says, listen, this man had a fig tree, and he plants it in his vineyard, and for 3 years he's been making his way up and down into the vineyard and looking at this tree, looking forward for the taste of a ripe fig, because he really liked figs, and trying to, just waiting until he has a fig. But he sees that the fig tree still doesn't have any fruit for 3 years, and there still is no fruit. So he tells the gardener, hey, come over here. Why is this tree still here? He's not doing any good at all. It's just taking up space in the garden here. Cut it down. Just get rid of it. And of course, the man is right. Why should the tree remain standing? Why should it keep taking up space, using the goodness of the soil, if it's serving no purpose? What's the point of having a tree that should bear fruit but does nothing? Jesus' words, cut it down right now and get rid of it, cuts deeply. The owner has a right to be disappointed and angry at the useless tree. It's no wonder he wants to destroy it. But as we listen to Jesus' story here, we know that Jesus isn't just talking about the fig tree. He's talking about us, you and I. Then we are led to ask these questions, am I bearing fruit? We need to ask ourselves, are we bearing fruit? Am I bearing fruit? I keep sucking up the nutrients of the soil which I have been planted, and when am I going to show some kind of fruit to match the years that I have been standing in God's garden and all the opportunities that I have been given? When am I going to start bearing fruit? Jesus takes a breath and continues, leave it alone for one more year. The gardener pleads. The gardener is just, he wants to try to, just give me another chance on this tree. I will dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit next year, fine, great. But if not, then cut it down. But give it one more chance. And of course, that's the end of that story that Jesus had of the parable there, the fig tree. And his listeners, I think, were just had to think about the generosity, the patience, and the grace of the gardener in that. They are struck by the words of the gardener when he says, leave it alone. The word used by Jesus here also means forgive, the Hebrew word. They know now that Jesus wasn't simply telling a story about a fig tree, but that he was talking about God and the way he forgives us, even though we don't deserve such generosity and kindness. You see, God has given us some wonderful soil for growth. He has planted us here in this life. We didn't show up here on our own with anything of our own strength. God allowed us to be here. He has us here for a purpose. In Colossians chapter 2, we read in verse 6, as ye therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. If we are rooted and built up in him, then we will be bearing fruit. As God's people, we build our lives on Jesus. Our very existence, our day-to-day living, our very breathing, every breathing moment has its source in him. He says that we, without him, we can do nothing. It's all because of him. We occupy a valuable space in the garden. The soil is rich and our roots are there. And the owner of the garden is looking for fruit. Looking for fruit. God wants to see in us the kind of fruit that he would expect to see from someone who has been made new and holy through the blood of Jesus. From someone who has been given a new life by the living Jesus Christ. Fruit. Are we bearing fruit? Has God looked into our lives and seen that, whoa, this person has not had any fruit in how long? As 2021 draws to a close, he sees all too well what has happened in the past. How our relationships haven't always been what they could have been. He has seen some arguments, the inability to be generous when it comes to forgive and to reconcile. The lack of gratitude to your parents, and also the disrespect for our children. And the disconnect between you and the church and what God offers through the church. He's seen it all as it has unfolded during this past year, 2021. Much to our embarrassment, and he's forgiven it all. And we have drawn on that forgiveness. We've heard his words every Sunday. And we've also drawn on those riches that he has given us. And still, is there someone that we have not forgiven? Still, there is that relationship that remains fractured. And still, no words are spoken between you and the person with whom you have fallen out. Is that us? But there is also many good things. And at this time, I'd like to open it up for anyone and to talk about blessings that you have experienced in this past year, 2021. Would anyone be willing to share? Just raise your hand, and if he's got the mic working, way, he'll bring it to you. Not sure. Okay. Well, even if it works, great. If it doesn't, that's fine. Surely someone has received a blessing this past year. Okay, Brother Mike.
Sorry to go first.
It's okay.
I can't help myself. On March 3rd this year, I was shown that I had a disease for over 30 years that I didn't know about. It was from a transfusion when I was a young man in an accident. And I had hepatitis C all my life. I didn't realize it because of my own strength. And I lived through these things. The culmination is that I was found out about it in March. I was tested for it on March 3rd. I received the news. And you could have they have a cure for it, you know, and you can take this cure, and it's very simple. And I was so, okay, fine. But your part of it is $28,000 for your partial payment on your, make it short on there, not God's hand, but just shorten the story. Within minutes, someone had given me a grant for the $28,000. I was able to take this medicine at 90 days and be cured completely of hepatitis C.
Praise God.
Beyond understanding of the doctors, even this happened. But what comes from so many years of having this kind of disease is a liver disease, a liver problem of fibrosis and cirrhosis. And it's non-recoverable. And so the cure makes room for cancer on there. And so they want to monitor you for cancer to find out how long this is going to be. There's no recovering from an F4, and that's it. They said I was an F4 cirrhosis, and I have 1 to 5 years to live, and that. I'm sorry. And that I was to be monitored for cancer and liver failure and progressing forward on there. And I could see that I was sick. went back and tested 3 months later. They tested me, and they wanted to know what I had done, because I'm now an F2 on here. And they tested me again in September, again, and said that I was an F2 in what I had done. I don't want to pass this moment and thank you for the opportunity to give glory to the Lord on here.
Yes.
An F2 or an F3 liver is completely rebuildable and restorable. Needless to say, I've changed my diet, changed things, but the specialist will tell you this is not possible. And I say amen. Mm-hmm. Without God, there's a lot of things that aren't possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, and give glory to God for this.
Mm-hmm.
On the road to recovery, I feel
good. You bet. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Great testimonial of the goodness of God. You bet. Yes, indeed. Appreciate that. Okay. Someone else. No one has any blessings they like to talk about. Brother LaBelle.
As Brother Mike mentioned, obviously 2021 has brought new things to my wife and I. We got married last month, and that indeed, you know, it makes where I can sit here today and say praise God. Mm-hmm. It has been a new year, just simply for that fact. Even being that we know that we have seen His hand work in bringing us together and taking us through it together. But I want to say something, that one of the biggest blessings in my life in 2021 was 2020. I know that sounds kind of, you know, we want to throw 2020 away. But I will be honest with you, if I should throw 2020 away, I mean, a lot of the things that I have to thank God for that happened in 2021 would not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I thank God for this year is that in 2020, my personal life, and I think for a lot of us as Christians, it made where we had to sit down and we had to reevaluate where we stand spiritually, things that we, our priorities,
mm-hmm.
how we view our Lord and Savior, and how strong our faith is. I have to thank God that He made where, through all the things that happened in 2020, made where He strengthened us. And even yesterday, I had to think about it at the end of the day. In 2020, for a lot of people, Christmas was kind of almost taken away because of the restrictions and this and that and the other. And I will say yesterday, looked at it and my friends and family, and you could just see that spirit of giving, of sharing, of being together, of realizing how important recognizing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in that moment is. It was a blessing to see. And I think if God did not allow 2020 to happen the way it did, we would have probably not had some of the to say that we're blessed by. And that holds true for me at least, and I just thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Thank you, Brother LaBelle. Yes, it's very good to think on the positive things, even in the midst of turmoil, that on down the road, there's great blessings that come out of that. Yes, thank you for that. Someone else. Okay, Brother Elmer.
I thank God for the privilege of being here, and I must say that we feel richly blessed. The year 2021 is kind of like in the middle of the COVID pandemic, and Polly and I had back in November attempted to go to Canada and were turned away at the border because because of our unwillingness to be vaccinated and not wanting to do another quarantine deal. But we were richly blessed when our children, Evelyn and Jeremy and their children here beside us, and Jolene and Linford across the aisle, they were able to come and spend Christmas with us. Made it extra special. And I can just say that I also feel very blessed in having Lavelle's with us, Mike and Gina. I'm encouraged. Your life speaks. And not only you all, but each one here. I am blessed when I see the faithfulness and the testimony of each of my brothers and sisters in Christ here. And may we continue faithful as long as we're here. Mm-hmm. Not just in 2021, but beyond, as long as mm-hmm. the Lord gives us breath. Mm-hmm. Let's pray for each other, wish each one the Lord's blessing.
Thank you, Brother Elmer. Okay, someone else. We still got plenty of time. Okay, up here. My wife.
I just want to give God glory for being with us here in this community the last weeks. There's been so much love shown. People coming and spending their time and resources in helping someone that needed physical help, mm-hmm. Sharing their time and helping to rebuild and just be here for hurting people. And I think we've seen Christ in action here the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I just want to give God thanks and give him glory for allowing us to be part of a brotherhood and of his church family, and that we can have fellowship with each other in that area. And I know 2021 has maybe been a little different because of the pandemic and the restrictions, but there's still a lot of good people out there that are obeying God's call, and I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Thank God for that.
You bet. Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, the tornadoes and things that have happened just lately within the last 2 weeks, how people have come together, and of course in other areas there's still a lot of devastation, a lot of work still to be done. It's such a blessing to have people coming and helping. Churches, friends, families, whatever, just helping out in such situations. You bet. It's a great blessing. Great blessing. Someone else. Maybe I should have sent a text out this morning or something so you think. Or do y'all feel like the year was about a 2 or a 5 or something? Just wasn't worth it. Surely you've reached some blessing. Brother Galen.
I've just been freshly reminded again, especially throughout this Christmas season, how blessed that I really am to have my family here, and you know, not just my immediate family, but also my my in-laws and all, have them all here, and it's just an incredible blessing to be able to, you know, gather together, have fun, and give, and just view it as a blessing.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Yeah, thank you, Brother Galen. You bet. Family is very important to us. That's for sure. It really is. You bet. Yeah, well, I don't want to just continue on making y'all sit on pins and needles. But think about it. Think about it. What blessing have you experienced in this year? You don't have to share it today, but think about it. God has been good. I know that there has been blessings in your lives. I know that. There has been some other things too, but possibly. But what magnificent love God has shown to us. He must really think we are something special. Y'all thought about that? In our Sunday school lesson, he talks about that he loves us. He redeems us, and he loves us. He loves his children. And what more do you want than to feel loved? And as we heard in the devotional, that's what draws us to God. That's what God draws God to us, is because of love. It's all because of love. What love that he takes me and adopts me and calls me his child. The love of God is so precious to us, especially when we have cried out in despair and pain and need the reassurance that everything's going to be all right. I believe we've all had those moments. But how many times has someone cried out for some love, and we have been so busy enjoying that love ourselves that we didn't notice? That we haven't even heard the cry. It's true that there have been times when we really felt down, really alone. We have spent possibly restless nights, and in the morning, didn't bring any relief. It was still there. Something that was just really troubling us. And someone has helped us. Maybe it was a phone call. Maybe it was a letter, a word, or an arm around our shoulders, and we have been uplifted. That's a great blessing, exactly what we heard. Reaching out when someone is down, when they are in trouble, when things are going against them, to reach out and help them up, to encourage them. Perhaps a sermon, a devotional, a hymn, or a song has reassured us and given us hope. But how deaf we've been to the loneliness and confusion and despair around us. Sometimes we can get into our own little world, and we're just experiencing the blessings of God, but there's other things going around us, and we don't see that. We're sort of blinded. Give the tree one more year, said the gardener in the vineyard. The owner wanted to chop it down, but the gardener wasn't going to give up. He was going to dig around it, turn over the soil, add fertilizer, show it some TLC, and to give it another chance. Isn't that typical of the Spirit of God? The soil may be brown and hard baked, but he's going to send some rain. There's going to be a change. The gardener is determined, and he's going to see to it. He's going to soften that hard soil. Also, listen to what Jesus tells us in John chapter 15, verse 5. He says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. We need to abide in him. The key is to be connected to Jesus. He is the one who can enable us to be what we ought to be. We have to put our faith and trust in him. Not just sit back and just experience all these blessings that God gives us and then expect that we can stand when the hard times come. We need to experience the blessings and be thankful for them, but we need to be connected to the vine so that we can be what he wants us to be. We need him to help us bear fruit. Without him, we would rate each year that passes below a 5 on the 1 to 10 scale. Without God, every day we are inclined to want to break the relationship that God has with us and to turn our back on the way that he wants us to be as his children. We are like the fig tree that fails to produce good fruit. Thank God for the patience and grace of the gardener to give us another chance. Jesus gives himself for us. He becomes the fertilizer for us as he is rejected, laughed at, and crucified as a criminal. And on the cross, nails, thorn spikes, and spears dig into him. He waters the ground with his own blood. He does everything. We simply trust in his grace. In Christ, we are made beautiful, fruitful gardens. We will bear fruit. He digs around us so that the love of God pours out of us and begins to work in us, and we become lovely people through Jesus. With his kind of fertilizer, we begin to accept others as he is able to accept others and us. The parable about the fig tree makes it quite clear that we have been unfruitful, unfaithful, and yet in spite of fidelity, God is faithful. And also, Jesus waits for us, spade in hand, maybe in a wheelbarrow by his side, ready to bring us into 2022. That's a promise. And armed with that promise, we can step forward into the new year, ready to let him do the work in us that only he can do. Thanks to him for his goodness in giving all of us one more year of grace. One more year of grace. So as we think back on the year 2021, we also need to be looking forward to the year 2022 that is just ahead of us. And anticipate that with what blessing can we be to God and to others and allow God to work through us and not dwell on so much the bad things that happen to us, but dwell on the positive things that God is going to do for us. Let us kneel to pray.